hope everything works as well. Okay, I've got three birds on the go at the moment. There they are there. Reggie, this is Boomy, and Bobby. Boomy and Bobby are legvars. They lay fantastic pastel blue coloured eggs, and they're really good fun. The thing that turned me on to keeping chickens was the egg loo. I saw it in a magazine and thought, hey, that's kind of cool. And it's aimed particularly at urbanites who fancy a bit of the good life. And I probably wouldn't have considered keeping chickens had I not seen the egg loo. It's basically a modern sort of urban styled chicken coop with all the bits you need. You know, you have the house, the run, they even supply the chickens, the feeders, the drinkers, it's all there. So it kind of takes out the guesswork. Chickens are really cool. It's really cool keeping chickens. I mean, it's one of my proudest achievements. And it's partly because they're really easy to look after. You get fantastic eggs, of course. They're very cheap. My first chickens cost £5 each, I think, which is probably what you pay for them dead in the supermarket, so why not get them live? But as you can see, you know, they get in everywhere. The chicken on the right there is actually stuffed, that's in my living room. You get attached to them. They're really fantastic characters. Kids love them. We have kids popping over the house and they're well away. Chickens will, of course, come into the house, so there's a couple of... There's nothing funnier than a chicken... Oh, brilliant. Okay, so this is what you need to keep chickens. You don't need a lot of space. They recommend about 50 square metres, so kind of in a diagram there, but we got away on 36 square metres. Chickens are fine. No problem. They really love grass. If you haven't got grass, you could put, or you've got a patio, you could put down wood chip. When you're buying a house, you have to think about how many chickens you want. You could, of course, DIY your own design, or you could buy something. Pets at Home now do them. Just factor in, it's got to be easy to clean and maintain and move around. You'll need a nesting box, at least one nesting box for four hens, so they can go and do the business and lay the eggs. A perch to sleep on. They actually sleep perched on little bars, gripped tight with their feet. Food is not a big deal, really. You can get a bag of Layers pellets, which is their main diet, for about £7, and it'll last you a month or two, so again, really cheap. Make sure they have plenty of clean water through the day. And grit as well. They don't have teeth, so they have grit in their gizzards to help grind up the food. You might want to consider one of the 180 different breeds, possibly more. You've got all these fancy breeds. You could, of course, adopt an ex-battery hen, which our first ones were. It's a very admirable thing to do. This is your daily routine. About 7 o'clock, you let the chickens out. They have their breakfast, make sure their food and water's topped up. About midday, you go collect the eggs and just watch the chickens potter around the garden, preening, dust bathing, all that stuff. They put themselves to bed at the end of the night. Clean once a week, this is basically it. You empty out the straw. On the egg, you have these bars which come away. A droppings tray, very useful. If you make your own, factor in a droppings tray, it makes it very easy. Bit of a scrub and a hose down. The most pathetic hose in the world, there we go. And it's done, very, very, very easy. Frequently asked questions, do you need a lawn? No, mulch is fine. Will chickens get on with my other pets? Yeah, very likely. I heard about a chicken that plays fetch with a dog. That's brilliant. They live about 4 or 5 years, but 12 is the longest I've ever lived. They're not noisy. They're not noisy unless you get a cockerel. You don't need a cockerel for the chickens to lay eggs. Do with them. I figured that there might be designers here, so I thought I'd slip in something about design business. I thought it really admirable how Omelette have targeted sort of lifestyle products. And like I said, I wouldn't have considered keeping chickens if it wasn't for the way they handled the chicken coop. Of course, you can. If you haven't got a garden, you could look beyond the garden, beyond your house. You could maybe think about keeping chickens at an allotment. I know a few people who do that. Check out some community farms. Or maybe set up, if you find a patch of land, why not get in with some mates and turn it into a cool garden with a chicken coop, which you can all sort of help out with. This is why you should do it. It brings your garden to life. It's very cheap, easy to care for. They're enchanting to watch. They're the maddest things ever. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, please.